I said at the beginning, today is known in the church as the Good Shepherd Sunday. Because the gospel has always something to do with the shepherd. Sheep and shepherd. A friend of mine told me, when you can't sleep, count the sheep. Well, I tried it, and many a time I ran out of sheep. So my friend said to me again, instead of counting the sheep, talk to the shepherd, to Jesus. I said, are you kidding? He can talk all night. The shepherd never stops talking. We know that there is no better picture of Jesus as the one of him as the good shepherd. Everyone is familiar with it. Jesus holding a lamb in his hands or on his shoulders. Now, the people to whom Jesus was speaking, they could identify themselves very much so with what he was saying. A little background. The job of the shepherd is to protect the sheep from danger. Now, at night, for protection, many folds would be combined into a single pen. And it was the role of the gatekeeper to let sheep in and keep predators out. Now, in the morning, individual shepherds would come to take their own sheep out to the pasture. And there is Jesus was saying, Jesus today now, this shepherd would make a distinctive sound which only their sheep could recognize. And they come out to the gate to be let out. The good shepherd. They won't listen to another voice. The picture of the good shepherd tells us of the ceaseless vigilance and self-sacrificing life of Jesus for the flock. Jesus in the gospel, but is not speaking of sheep. He's speaking about people. As scripture says, we are the people, the sheep of his flock. Jesus wants to lead us. The metaphor he uses in the Gospel of Matthew has more depth. He said there are two kinds of shepherds, the hired one and the owner of the sheep. He makes it very clear that the hired man was only interested in money. The owner, on the other hand, will do anything to protect the flock. Now Jesus gives the word, a new shepherd. Jesus was not a hired man, and he was not exactly the owner, though his connection to the sheep is strong and intimate. Jesus chose to be a shepherd because of his love for God's people. God loves us and puts us in the care of his only Son, the Good Shepherd. Do we need a shepherd? We need more than a shepherd. We need a good shepherd. one that feeds and protects, one who leads us safely home. Now, we know that every now and then, a new shepherd comes into being, and quite a few people, especially young ones, follow blindly. We see young people who leave the security of their homes and families and follow a gang leader. Move over, Jesus. I am going to lead. Jesus promises his sheep eternal life. There is no detours, no breakdowns, and no lost direction for those who follow Jesus. John Paul II said, Jesus is no lover of measures and does not hesitate to pursue us with the question which he put to his disciples, will you also go away? With Peter we say, to whom shall we go? Jesus gives life. He is the true shepherd that protects, binds the wounds, and feeds his people. No person of fame or power can lead us home safely to eternal life. Through Jesus and through him alone, we can find access to God. He is the sheep gate. Now we know that being Good Shepherd Sunday, we are to pray today in a special way for vocations. Jesus needs other shepherds to work under him. And I was sent this email, beautiful daily meditation by Henry Newman Society, And this is exactly what we are to do. He says, one of the greatest gifts we can give to others is ourselves. We, like good shepherds, offer consolation and comfort, especially in moments of crisis, when we say, do not be afraid. I know what you are living, and I am living it with you. You are not alone. Thus, we become Christ-like shepherds. And so the work of the Good Shepherd has to go on. We are to pray, as I said, for vocation to the priesthood, religious life, special ministers in the church, because the work is great. The harvest is great, and the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest, so that he can send more harvesters into his vineyard. Pray to the Good Shepherd today that many other good shepherds will pop out, shepherds that will lead us safely home.